super excited to have Amy Ray here. Welcome, Amy.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for being here. It's an honor. And you brought your guitar player, Jeff Fielder, along?
Yeah, I did.
Hey, Jeff.
Hello.
How's it going?
Good, thank you.
Well, based on what we were just doing in here, doing a little sound check, this is going to sound so cool.
We'll see.
It's nice to have you guys stripped down and hear a couple of acoustics. You've got a mandolin in here, too, because I know we're going to hear some awesome mandolin playing going on. But you've got a full band for your show tonight at Mercy Lounge,
which is
you know, kind of what your record sounds like, horns, electric guitar. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, tonight we're doing a special show, and we're doing a special show in Atlanta tomorrow where it's just a horn section and a string section, and we got Allison Brown sitting in on banjo. And
wow.
Our band right now is a 7-piece band, so the record that we've made has strings and horns, and, you know, we're trying to tonight represent it, tomorrow represent it, so it's good to do that in Nashville. We drove in last night from Durham and practiced all night.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's going to be really fun.
Yeah.
I love the sound of it. I mean, I loved the sound of your last record as well, Goodnight Tender, which is a little more country and a little, do I say softer maybe? I don't know. That's a good description.
That's about right.
Yeah, but this one's gritty. There's some down and dirty blues and screaming guitar solos.
Yeah, you're all Jeff.
I bet this was really fun to make, right?
It was super fun. We went to North Carolina, to Asheville, and made it at Echo Mountain Studio, and we recorded the whole thing to tape.
Nice.
Live. The strings and horns came in and did their session live to tape as well, but after we had put the songs down. But yeah, we just rolled in there, and all of us, Kofi Burbridge came in on keys.
Oh, cool.
From Tedeschi Trucks Band, and we got all the songs down, and Allison Brown came in and set in, and then we did the horns and strings, and then we just shipped out a bunch of stuff for people to do their backing vocals on and stuff like that. It was super fun.
It sounds really fun. And I want to talk a little bit about the progression from the last album to this album and how you got there and the development of the songs over the years, because I know you played a lot of them on the road with your band. But let's go ahead and hear a song first,
all right.
Acoustic style. Tell us about this one, and then we'll come back and talk about all that.
All right, this song is called Sure Feels Good, and this is probably the first one I wrote for this record, and we played it quite a bit live before we put the record out, but it's just about my hometown in North Georgia, and when people ask me, why are you living up there when you're so liberal and they're so conservative, and this is what I say to them.
Fighting the good fight. Amy Ray live on Lightning 100. Get back home to you.
want to sit on the porch with you and hear the tall pines creak, still sweating in September when that sun goes down. I know that you don't like me, but it sure feels good anyway. I know that you don't like me, but it sure feels good anyway. Yeah, it sure feels good. Gravel from the road in the bottom of my boot, kiss at your lip still burning through. I can't rest till I get back home to you. Gravel from the road in the bottom of my boot, kiss at your lip still burning through. I can't rest till I get back home to you.
Yeah, that sounded great. Amy Ray live on Lightning 100. Sure feels good. Anyway, that is a great tune. And that's on Holler, the new record?
Yes, it is.
And it is amazing. I really love this record. I love the sound of it, like we talked a little bit already about kind of the gritty, you know, different sort of upbeat rock sound. And there's some really beautiful soft moments on this record, too.
Yeah, there's some soft moments. But I definitely went for the transition from the other record was kind of just to go more into the boogie territory and the kind of my old punk kind of roots stuff.
That's
like
awesome.
That.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, there is one tune that's really got a down and dirty blues kind of feel. Is it Sparrow's Boogie? Is that the same?
Yes.
Yeah. I love the feel of that. And
Thank you so much.
Hard Scrabble Life. It really, you bring that song to life, and that's a really cool vibe on that one.
Thank you.
So you've got a lot of great collaborators on this record. I mean, these are all original compositions.
Yes.
But you brought in a bunch of, I imagine, some of your favorite artists to play with.
Yeah.
How fun for you.
Yeah,
and,
man.
It kind of speaks to your, you know, your great sort of broad musical range of stuff you love, and then getting to perform with your musical peers that obviously hold you in high regard. So what a cool thing.
Well, I mean, for me, just the group of guests on this record is, I'm lucky. I'm lucky. Yeah. What can I say? I'm just lucky.
Well, that's awesome. You know, yeah. So you've got Justin Vernon. You've got Justin Vernon, Brandy Carlile, of course. We love Brandy. What a great record she just put out last year.
Yeah, man. She's killer.
Early this year, I guess it was, but it seems like, such a good record.
She's a great artist.
She really is. The Wood Brothers, too, who we absolutely love.
Yes.
Vince Gill. And Derek Trux is on this record.
Yeah.
And his wife, Susan Tedeschi, was on your last record.
Yeah.
So tell us about how you got to become such a fan of Tedeschi Trux and how you met all them. And
I fell into to knowing them because the house sound guy, Brian Spicer, for them, was the Indigo Girls front of house. And he's also the guy that produces my country records.
Nice. Okay.
He started doing front of house for them, and I went to a show just to see it. And
were you not just knocked out?
Mind blowing.
Right.
Yeah, it's joyful.
Yeah.
You know, like you feel really good when you leave.
It's true.
It just makes you feel like dancing.
It's definitely, in my humble opinion, or maybe not so humble, one of the best, if not the best, touring live bands out there. I mean, they've got, 12 people up there on stage or something like that?
And when I go see them, I always take a friend, and I'm always like, no matter what kind of music you like, you're
going to
like this.
That's right.
So, and I just got lucky and started, you know, we got to be kind of know each other a little bit through Brian, and then I asked Susan to sing on Goodnight Tender, and then after that my band went out and opened for them.
How fun.
For, you know, I don't know, we did about 10 shows with them or something over time, and got just, I love those guys so much. But and then I asked Derek to play on the newer record. So
how fun.
Yeah, and I didn't even know, you know, they're a phenomenal couple, and just the way their artistry together is phenomenal. So
yeah, when I see them play, I've thought, what would it be like to just be hanging out at Derek and Susan's house? When it's like Saturday night in Georgia, and they're like, oh, let's just have a family jam. And
then it's probably the same old thing, you know. It's like, it's they're good people.
Yeah,
you know,
they are.
They're parents, and they
you feel that. Yeah, absolutely. Well, that's amazing. I'm so glad that happened. And there's a song on your last album, Goodnight Tender, that's called Twain.
Yeah.
So this is the mutual. There's a big Georgia connection going on.
Yeah.
And it is definitely the mutual Tedeschi Trux Allman Brothers Admiration Club here. So.
Yeah, I mean, except that it's funny to play it because it's like Derek is like so absolutely brilliant as a guitar player. So in the song, I say nobody could play like Dwayne, and I'm always like, Derek, except for you.
Except Derek. Yeah, you have to throw that in
because
in the live set. Yeah.
He's like, to me, what Dwayne, he's like this continuation. I mean, he's his own
thing.
Yeah. But he's so experimental and he does scales like no one else does, and Dwayne was kind of getting into that, and I don't know. Anyway,
yeah. No,
this
you're
is a
right.
Song, it's like he took a song I wrote for Dwayne Allman.
That's amazing. It's Amy Ray live on Lightning 100.
Dwayne. She came on up from way across the air, from a whiskey swamp and a vagabond clan, with a tune in her bucket and her head held high, and a book about her grandpa flying the skies. She said, man, it ain't never gonna be the same, and no, I'll give him a chance, but no one can play like Dwayne. Charts and his Harley flying through the air. He was just hitting the stride when the angels wept. They said, man, it ain't never gonna be the same, and no, we'll give him a chance, but no one can play like Dwayne.
That was amazing. Amy Ray live on Lightning 100 with Jeff Fielder. Maybe no one can play like Dwayne, but that was really, really great. So
yeah, Jeff's a great guitar player. I don't
absolutely
you know what it means. Yeah. It's just trying to fill the God-sized hole. And
right? Good job, dude. Really good job. Thank you guys so much for coming by. I know you're busy. We got to let you get over to Mercy to do your sound check and all that with all that big band going on tonight.
Yeah.
So excited. I want to ask you, though, about Holler. I know it's available digitally everywhere, but there's a really cool vinyl package as well that has an etching on it, and it's very special to you. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we did a double record, and on the there's a bonus track on the on side D, and it's a lullaby I wrote for my child called Old Lady Dreamin', and I wrote it. My dad passed away 10 days after my child was born, and it was really rough, and I would sing her lullabies and write them in my head, and I wrote this one in, with my dad in there too. And so what I did on the record is I had a sketch, an etching made of the, about the lyrics to the song, just pictures, like a children's book.
Wow.
And then I put a poem in the middle that my dad wrote my mom when he was courting her.
Oh, wow.
So it's etched out.
Wow,
yeah. And,
that's
and my, actually, my mom hasn't seen it yet. I mean, she knows that I was going to do something, but she doesn't know what. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's pretty special to me. I mean, it's just, you know, trying to honor them and their relationship. They were married for I don't know, over 50 years.
Wow, so, that's incredible. Yeah. Well, and when it's special to you like that and you put that out there, I think your fans respond to that and it's special to us as well. So thank you.
Yeah, I mean, it's vinyl.
Yeah, well, that's cool in and of itself. Yeah. But that little extra special personal touch is really something.
Yeah.
So, yeah, congratulations.
I'm glad I got to do it. And the etching was done in Nashville, actually. So folks here did it. Yeah.
Wow, super cool. Yeah, it's a great record. Holler is out now. Amy Ray, get the record. Check it out tonight at Mercy Lounge. It sounds like it's going to be a really amazing show.
Yeah, we have H.C. McIntyre opening for us. She's on Merge Records. And then across the hall, Becky Warren is playing from Nashville.
Yeah.
She's one of my best friends, a songwriting buddy, and it's going to be really fun.
Yeah. Is she at Highwater or is she over at Cannery?
She's at Highwater.
Okay, at Highwater. And then at Cannery tonight, we have this Swedish duo that we're in the on Flora Cash.
Oh, my God.
I know. What a night.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah,
like
so
a festival.
Your whole night. Yeah, it's like a festival at the Cannery Complex tonight. Amy Ray at Mercy Lounge. Thanks so much for stopping by, you guys. It was
Thanks
really
for having
a pleasure.
Us.
Absolutely. It was great.